أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 267 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and it is the ninth يا أيها الذين آمنوا of the Quran Sharif. The previous يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and the one before that was with regards to our spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again, the discussion on spending and our charities for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. Before we go into the meaning of the ayah, the translation of the ayah, it is important that we understand the circumstances that surrounded the revelation of this ayah. There are two incidents that had taken place in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to Madinah Tayyibah, it was common practice amongst the Ansar. They had date orchards, so they, when they would harvest, they would bring branches of the dates and hang it in Masjid al-Nabawi, so that the poor Sahaba, those especially of the Suffa and others that were not by the means, would be able to partake of these dates. However, on one occasion, a person brought some dates that were unworthy of very inferior quality. That is one reason. And the other, in the second year of the Hijrah, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed the Sahaba that Sadaqatul Fitr, what we would call Fitra, is now compulsory, a person brought to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam some unworthy, inferior quality dates, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala revealed this ayah. Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. O you who have brought iman, the requisite of your iman is this, that spend from the good, pure things that you have earned. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And that which we have extracted for you, we have taken out for you from the earth. Now one needs to understand when Allah Ta'ala told us to eat, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. Anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. The emphasis is on tayyibat. The emphasis is on halal, wholesome. How you earned it, the mode of earning, where it came from. All of that is the responsibility of an individual to make sure that it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is according to the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And that which we extracted for you from the ground, there will be different scenarios just for us to understand the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kindness of Allah ta'ala, the justice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and how Allah ta'ala had apportioned compulsory charities. One is this, what comes from the ground. One will be the gold and silver that a person will mine. Now when one mines gold and silver, there is obviously a capital investment a person will make. But however, whatever comes out, the profits are exuberant. And hence on this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made 20% zakat compulsory. Then we will get another scenario, that of the land, the produce of the land. Whatever a person sows, whatever a person carries out as agriculture, a person will harvest. Now there's two scenarios. One is a person has a tilt, a person has a farmland, and it is watered either by rainwater or natural river. Now that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was very little capital investment from the individual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says 10%. And this is called ushar in the shariat, a zakat, so we will say, from the ground. Then the other scenario will be that it was not watered or irrigated by rain or river water, but a person had to invest in either a well or a borehole or a water canal. So there was a greater investment from the individual. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says 5%. And then our other earnings, like either in trade, employment, or any other earnings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is a greater effort that is put into it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says 2.5%. The most important will be this 2.5%, 1/40th, that will apply to most of us. But what we must understand is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left 97.5% for us. And that is the very, very important aspect. Those of us that find it difficult to take out that zakat, those of us who drag our feet, we are not willing, understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept that 97.5%, and this 2.5% that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, that 2.5% purifies the balance of the 97.5%. Now thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. And do not intend al-khabith, do not intend inferior quality of things. There are some of us that would like to give out zakat by way of items, by way of merchandise, goods, etc. That is also permissible. In the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was the zakat on animals, and even it's applicable now. So when the person will go to collect, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed the person, the collector, the amil, he instructed him, do not take the best quality. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed the one that is giving the zakat, do not give the inferior quality. In other words, go by the moderate, the medium quality of good. So that will be fair to the recipients of the zakat. It will be fair to the person that is giving the zakat. So here Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثُ. Now here the word tayammum means actually to intend. Do not intend an inferior quality which you yourselves will not accept, except with closed eyes. Somebody will give you something that is of inferior quality, you will feel bad, you will feel disheartened, you do not want to take it unless you turn a blind eye or you may be in great need, then only you will take it. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has based this, that do not give inferior quality. Like for example, a person wants to give out some merchandise insofar as his zakat is concerned, or even other charities. Now he wants to take out expired stock and he wants to give it. Then it is a known fact that sometimes we will take out those old 200 rand notes and we will put it with the new 200 rand notes, and then the person will battle it out. Whatever he has to do is his, I fulfill my zakat. That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not want. Remember that very basic law that we spoke about, Imam Shabi rahmatullah alayh, that I am more in need of the reward from Allah Ta'ala than the poor is in need of my charities. If we have that, then obviously we will go for the better quality and we'll give it out. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Know that Allah Ta'ala is ghani, Allah Ta'ala is not in need, Allah Ta'ala is independent. The ulama, the fuqaha have stated that when we give our charities, understand that although we may not see it, we may not feel it, we're giving it directly to the poor person, the recipient, but technically it first goes into the hands of Allah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes it to that person. If we can fathom this, we can picture this, we can imagine this, we can understand this, then obviously Allah ta'ala is not in need. So do not go for that inferior quality. Do not drag our feet insofar as our zakat or other charities are concerned, because Allah ta'ala is not in need. And it comes in a Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a time will come when we will be looking for people to give charities, and there will be nobody. They will say, had you come yesterday, had you come before, we would have taken those charities. So whilst we have the options, opportunities of spending, let us spend. And then Allah Ta'ala is Hamid, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is worthy of praise. Some of the commentators like Allama Alusi rahimahumullah, he says, here the meaning of Hamid is Allah Ta'ala is Hamid, Allah Ta'ala praises. In other words, Allah is most appreciative of whatever we give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.